This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Christmas is often wrapped up in expectations, family, happiness, togetherness, but that version doesn't work for everyone. For some of us, it can be lonely, complicated, or emotionally heavy. Joining us is Ali Hogg from Drummond Street Services and Queer Space. Ali, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, Colin. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolute pleasure. When we talk about Christmas being a happy time, why can that idea miss the mark for a lot of people, especially in our community?
Yeah, well, a lot of people in our community might not have family that other than their chosen family. A lot of people have been rejected, or their families might not accept them or fully understand their gender or sexuality. And it can be a really daunting time, particularly for young trans and gender diverse people whose families don't understand gender, they might not understand their gender or even sexuality. They are daunted by the fact that they're expected to face some of these family members. They might ask some questions. They might be really ask some really intrusive questions. Might refuse to use their pronouns, their preferred pronouns. So you can see how, for some people, it might not be the best possible space, and let alone for those people that might not have family outside of their chosen family. Which is why we put on our event.
Yeah. Now, we'll take a step back. Queer Space sits within Drummond Street Services. How would you describe what Queer Space offers for people who might be struggling at this time of the year?
Yeah, so we offer a lot of support services. So we have peer support. We have services for a range of people from anywhere from early in life to right towards the end of life. So we've got family support services, perinatal support services for queer people, and queer mentoring, queer space youth. We've got support services where we host events and drop-in sessions for people out in Ballarat and Geelong. So basically, you name it, we cover it.
That's good. Now, connection, I think probably, I would hazard to guess, comes up a lot with your work. Why is it so important, especially during this time of the year, even for people who don't celebrate Christmas at all, to stay connected and be connected with one another?
Totally. Well, one of the things that we did notice that there was a lot of people wanting one-on-one support during this time, and a big part of one of the common themes that came up in that one-on-one support was that people didn't feel like they were connected and were searching for that. So about 8 years ago, we put on our first Queer Space Breakfast, and it was just incredible the amount of people that started showing up. And people, some of these people hadn't left their house in a really long time. It was not long after the postal survey for marriage equality. So people were feeling like their gender and sexuality and were up for debate, and it still kind of feels like that today. So we thought that maybe a few years after the marriage equality debate it would die down, but we're just seeing it, seeing the numbers increase every single year, because as you would know, that people are still debating, there's still debates about gender and sexuality and the media, in not just in Australia but worldwide, and that can have a real impact on people. So when people feel that way, it's really important for people to seek connection and to have an opportunity to find connection amongst people who understand them, who are their peers, and who aren't going to judge them for being who they are.
Now, one of the ways, and you just mentioned it a little bit there in your answer, is the way that connection can happen is, particularly Christmas time, is this Christmas Day breakfast. What was sort of the thinking behind it? Was it simply just sort of bringing people together, dare I say it, obviously, like we all say in the community, they're with their chosen family, if they sort of don't get along with their traditional families and the network that comes around that?
Yeah, so sometimes people come on their own and they meet people. Like, so we've, the first year we held it was a big picnic breakfast, and so we had picnic rugs everywhere, and individuals came and they were quite nervous. And some of the people we said, oh, why don't you just join this other person who's on their own? And some of those people now come every year together, and they've made really good friends. So it's really beautiful. And other people will come as a group of people. And so there's people that have a whole bunch of different experiences, different backgrounds, but it all works so beautifully because everybody is so welcoming and so like understanding of different people's experiences. And it's such a beautiful vibe.
I have to sort of say, go on, Ellie.
Yeah, you just can't. It's just something that you couldn't make up. Something it's so beautiful. Every year, everybody that comes are so grateful to have been there, and yeah, it's lovely. Some people come as a group, and some people come on their own. And people shouldn't be afraid to come on their own because you're guaranteed that you're not going to be left out.
Oh. We're chatting with Ali Hogg from Queer Space and Drummond Street Services about finding connection over the festive period and a free Christmas Day breakfast. Ali, I did a call out asking people how do they usually get through Christmas, and I got a few lovely messages. One of them here is from Jordan Footscray. First Christmas on my own after a breakup. This breakfast sounds really comforting, and that's amazing because it's not about just chosen family, but it's also you may be going through different difficult time in your relationships, whether it's significant other or otherwise. Mia from Coburg has said, Christmas has never felt safe for me. Community events matter so much. I love that, Mia. And another message from Nora and Fitzroy. I don't celebrate Christmas, but I love the idea of shared connection. So they're really lovely messages.
Yeah, that's really interesting because, yeah, that's something that we see actually. People will come from a whole bunch of different cultures. So some people feel left out because Christmas is everywhere this time of year. You cannot escape it. And so for some LGBTIQA plus people that come from other cultures where they might not celebrate Christmas, feel left out. So it's very popular amongst those communities as well to come along and to experience it, but in a really safe way amongst community. It's quite beautiful. But, yeah, I really hear some of those comments that we – they're some of the things that we hear a lot they're feeling isolated.
And Ellie from Northcote has also texted in, chosen family saved Christmas for me. So obviously surrounding yourself with people that, are truly there for you, or you need to be around people that understand where you are in your life. Is important, especially as you said, this time of the year. So the breakfast isn't just about the food. It's also built around people, making people feel safe and supported while they're there. And obviously that's what we want to encourage people to sort of think about if they don't know what to do on Christmas Day. Would that be safe to say?
Yeah, 100%. We also have a quiet space upstairs. We have a bunch of our workers who are counsellors and support workers will be there in case you do need someone to talk to on the day, just let us know and there's a space dedicated for you to have those chats. Everybody's welcome. But the food is delicious. It is part of it. But, yeah, we also have entertainment. Dean Arcuri performs every year and we've got some real Dean Arcuri fans, well, actually Flock Hudson fans, that attend every year. And some of these people, like, they've admitted that they only pretty much come out to the Christmas in July event and the Christmas breakfast event, and they're their two main events of the year. So it's really beautiful to be able to create this space.
I love that. Now, this breakfast is just one moment, but Queer Space continues to offer ongoing support. What kind of wraparound supports are available for people who find this time of the year really tough if they can't make it to that breakfast?
Yep. So people can get in touch. There's individual support, but then there's different drop-in sessions. So Queer Space Youth and the Mentoring Service, so the Queer Space Youth have a number of drop-in services. The mentoring program is where they have mentors and mentees. So people, the mentors are people that have been around the tracks a little bit. They have, they're quite confident in their gender or sexuality, and they get paired up with somebody who is either younger or new, or even people of any ages that might be new to being out and or might not even be out, and to be paired with somebody who can kind of show them the ropes and help them build their confidence.
Okay.
And that's been, it's proven to be really successful, that type of support. So, yeah, people are welcome to reach out and find out about any of these things. And if people are from rural areas, we've got queer family support in a number of rural areas, and we've also got queer youth support called Q Hub, which is in both Ballarat and Geelong.
So I just want to sort of finish this. If someone is feeling the pressure to push through Christmas on their own, what would you want them to hear right now?
That you're not alone. It's a hard time for anybody, let alone people in our community. So don't be afraid to reach out. And it's okay to have boundaries. If you're feeling under pressure to do things you don't want to do, it's always okay to say no and then seek out those that are going to support you and be there for you.
Love that. Now, Ali, obviously everyone's waiting now. They're going, okay, I'm probably going to be on a loose end, but I would love to come to this breakfast. Can you share the details? Where is the breakfast and what time? And where can people go?
It's at the Provincial Hotel.
Yep.
At 9 a.m., which is on, so it's on the corner of Brunswick Street and Johnson Street.
Yep.
And if people want to get tickets, they're free, but you still need to register. So head to Eventbrite and just search for Queer Space Christmas Breakfast, and it'll be the first thing that comes up.
And, of course, as you mentioned, there's going to be some great food, some great support. Frock Hudson's going to be there, so, and it's quiet space too. So there's a lot of good things there, I have to say.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's great as always.
Well, Ali, I'll
we'll also be having presents for people that if you're, but there's not enough for everybody, but if you get in early, you might grab yourself a Christmas present.
So extra incentive, come a little bit early, you may get a present if you're there at a good time. And also, I just remembered, did I read correctly? There's also an outdoor area, so if you've got a little dog, you can bring the dog along too, yeah?
Yep, totally. People bring their furry friends every year, and it's like one of my highlights.
One of mine too. I read that and I thought, oh gosh, yes, please, because obviously bringing a dog or two along would be just a lovely way of sort of breaking the ice for people who don't know each other and just have a little bit of a moment where they could have a pat and have a chat to the dog and as well as their owner. And it's a ground floor, so it's fully accessible for those who need to know if they can get in there quite easily. And they can come they can come for as long as or as little as they like too, I'm guessing.
That's right, yeah. So it goes till 11:30. Yep. So everything shuts up at 11:30, but, yeah, a lot of people will come at 9 and then stay right through to 11:30, and people are more than welcome to do that.
Great. Love it. Thanks, Ali, for joining us this afternoon. Enjoy drive.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Ali Hogg, Manager of Communications at Drummond Street Services and Queer Space. So if Christmas feels heavy for you this year, folks, you don't have to carry it alone. The Queer Space Christmas Breakfast is on at December the 25th, which is on Christmas Day, of course, 9 to 11:30 at the Provincial Hotel. It's free. It's welcoming space to share food, company and connection in whatever way feels right for you. So for more information, as Ali mentioned, maybe head to their website, queerspace.org.au, and there are links there on the homepage that's going to direct you to it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.